History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQM. Leroy, can we get another weather update, please?
Sure can.
Brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season is coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
Folks, I would say it's been pretty breezy the last couple of days, so that means if you do have a storm, it's going to blow in and out. Winds are coming out of the... Still look like coming out of the east. It looks mostly cloudy. So I don't know how they say 0% chance of rain. I can see with my eyes, damn it. I would expect a shower here or there.
You're out by those Everglades, and, dude. It's a little
And
different.
I would say it's about 85 degrees. Winds are probably 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to over 20. But yeah, I would always prepare for a passing shower because it does look like it.
Let's get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com as this is terrible news. Terrible news.
Oh, no.
What's up?
I may have to re-up my subscription for Eurobasket.
Oh, come on. Come on, Tobin.
Oh, no.
Tobin, no, no,
Casper,
no.
Since I just saw this on the Heat Reddit from Basket News. Kasparis Jakučionis has confirmed that he will play for Team Lithuania in the Euro in the FIBA World Cup European qualifiers in July. I think I got to get it back.
You just can't give it up, can you?
Man, it's like
I gotta
right
see
now,
I gotta see Jakučionis.
Yeah, but you were just about to trade him to Minnesota.
Well, for Ant. I can't feel bad about that. It's like when you guys would get at me for doing this to Tyler when it was Dame. It's like, yeah, but it's for Dame Dalla. I would have traded Spo for him. Love Damian Lillard. Did you see, by the way, this cheap ass Blazers zone? I think they laid off like 70 people from the
dude,
Blazers yesterday.
He is cheap.
He's ruthless, dude.
Hey,
what? Oh,
he doesn't dude, want the radio to travel.
Jeez.
Here, let me explain something to you guys. I've told you stories before. You think that these guys have a lot of money that they don't. How you think they keep all that money? The other thing is I also say this to you. Appreciate an owner that's willing to spend money, even if he ain't doing it right. I said that about Stephen Ross since the second he owned the team, and people complain and say sell the team and whatever. You don't want that. I promise you. You want somebody that's willing to throw money at the situation. Because guess what? The way these teams are and how much money these teams cost, the next owner is going to be a Portland owner.
Nikola Rozjevic says, Tobin's paying $120 for subscriptions that don't even include English. That's not fair. They are English broadcasters. So when you got to go on YouTube and find the pirate feeds, those are not in English.
Wait, can I just say something?
I mean, your name is on the show.
If you're paying for a subscription, why do you have to go on YouTube to get a pirate feed?
Well, they weren't all on the website, Courtside 18, whatever the hell it is.
Then why are you buying? Why are you paying for it?
Because I wanted it for the ones that were there.
Right away.
Because I don't want to watch a YouTube pirate feed. That's bum. I wanted a good feed, and $30 for an annual subscription seemed like a good idea at the time. Then I realized I was done watching it in a month, and I really got taken for $30 in a month.
All right.
Now, hopefully these games, I think my subscription goes until August, so hopefully I can cover all these games, but if not...
You didn't cancel yet?
I did, but it lets you go through the subscription. So like whenever I booked it last year, it runs through August of 26.
So you've had this for over a year.
It was an annual subscription. It was the whole year. But I really don't want to I don't want to spend another $30 to watch Lithuanian
basketball.
So that means basketball.
You went 7 months without watching any Euro basketball.
No, and I get the notifications every day. We have Turkey versus Bulgaria. You're like, I'm not going to watch that.
So not only that, but you're getting message about what games?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, you get all you get the messages on all the games. It was a great website. I mean, objectively, like the quality was good. The feed was good. Then they moved to DAZN, which I'm not the biggest fan of in the world, but you know, Lithuania. You know what? I found out just minutes ago. I think I'm calling a fight in Germany this weekend. I'm not going to Germany, but the fights are in Germany. Do you think they say "Unz" in the corner?
No.
Hit them with "Unz job."
No.
No. You sure?
Absolutely not. Positive.
I'm going to say if they do. If I hear in the corner somebody says, hit them with the "Unz" left.
Just want to use an accent. That's all. Just be real. You just want to use an accent. I'm going to give you a minus one.
Why, dude?
Because you just want to use the accent. That's all.
Yeah. That's it.
Minus one.
Other headlines. Tonight, Thunder hosts the Spurs at 8:30 on NBC.
Is
game
this a must-win?
Two of the Western Conference Finals. Yeah, I think it is, dude. Ooh. If you go down 0-2 and you got to go to San Antonio, I mean, certainly they are good, but dude, then you got to, that means you got to sweep because you're not going to go, you don't want to get down 3-1 at any
point.
Wait,
you think the champs will get swept if they
win? No, I'm not saying they get swept. I'm saying, though, if you don't win one of these games on your home court, I have a hard time believing they're going to win both games in San Antonio. You know what I mean? So then you're sitting, you know, because you would be sitting there.
Well,
you know, 3-1 on either course.
Is this one of the situations where we saw what was happening during the season and we didn't believe it?
No, we believed it. We believed it to the point that we're saying there's only one team that can give Thunder.
Yeah,
a
but
scare,
people
are,
remember
them.
People were saying, "Oh, but it's the regular season."
Well, we hadn't seen the Spurs in the playoffs yet. This would have been Wemby and the team's first time in the playoffs, so you're expecting the inexperience to come and hurt them.
I think the thing that I'm impressed with is not even just Wemby. I think I'm impressed with how good the young guards are, how good chemistry is between them already. But yes, certainly, what do you do? Like, once this guy, because the only thing with Wemby, like in the early goings, was like, oh, he maybe shoots the jumper too much. But when he's like wants to go to the rim and just dunk over three people, you literally can't do anything about it.
And he's still adding muscle to that frame.
Yeah.
So the more muscle he puts on.
Who knows what the Monks have in store for him this summer?
You think every year he's going to go to the Monks?
Why wouldn't you?
Even if
they won the championship, you got to go see the Monks.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to give them a ring. I would give the Monks a ring.
The Monks don't win no rings.
They probably don't. I mean, like, what is this?
Like Dave South said, Unz or Unz is not a German word.
Dude, it's Unz. That's what they say. How's Dave South going to know what they say in Germany, dude? He doesn't know what they say.
He Googles everything.
I'm telling you right now, they say Unz.
All right.
But I would think that he would have to always go. Now, Monks, yeah, Monks don't have, like, personal items. Isn't that the whole point of Monkness?
Monkness?
Well, I apologize. I don't know what the culture
minus
is.
Minus one.
I will take my minus one there.
Huh. Hmm. What is wrong with you?
Look, now he's got to look up. Now he's looking up Monks. And not bulletproof.
So you think Monks do like I see you, Vlad. Are you saying what's her name was in that movie, right? Bulletproof Monk? That Aaliyah.
Was Aaliyah.
Or was that a different movie? She was in
I think it's a different movie.
Schmeath and Schmolnick says Monkness is not a thing, but Chunkness is. Such a bastard, Schmeath.
You know what? I hate to tell you. Tobin, do you ever open the door up and go, uh-oh?
Didn't see it coming.
Yeah, uh-oh.
You get cute, you leave your chin out, and boom.
Yep.
Monks, according to AI overview on Google, monks generally do not own personal property. When joining the order, they take vows of poverty, which means divesting themselves of all worldly goods. And any assets they had before joining are typically sold, donated, or given to the monastery.
Oh, he would give the ring to the monastery.
Right. One ring for the entire monastery, or all the monks get a ring?
No, they don't want one ring for the monastery. That ring is for all the monks.
Interesting.
But still, it's still hooking.
Who else could you find besides monks? Because that's a pretty cool people to learn lessons to. Like, where could we send Kalel that's not copying Wemby, but would also be cool. Like, could we, you know, send him to boot camp or something like that? I don't know. Like, what
Buddhist?
So instead of Shaolin, like, which one's he going to? Is he going to the Buddhist monks or is he going to the Shaolin monks?
Well,
the same thing.
Wemby went to Shaolin, right?
I think so.
Yeah. You might have to go to the Buddhist.
Which monks did
Wemby go to? He's actually typing it.
Oh, boy.
Wembenyama went to the historic Shaolin Temple.
Oh. Did he learn from the RZA? The JZA? Inspect the deck?
He followed a strict vegetarian diet Buddhist principles require, shaved his head, and wore traditional monk robes. He focused on body control, qigong, and flexibility to help with his core strength.
Mm. So there was a method to that man's monkness.
Are there Swedish monks? Could we send him somewhere with Pelle Larsson with Kalel?
They're Swedish fish, not Swedish monks.
Like, where could we send? Where, I want to send Kalel. Where
Swedish fish sounds good right now, doesn't it?
Swedish fish is good. Yeah. He loves candy.
I love candy. I haven't had candy in a while.
What do you mean you haven't had candy in a while? What, two hours?
Nah, been like a week.
No, that's
stop
not
it. You had candy 2 days ago. Minus one.
Liar, dude.
You liar. Yes, you did Monday.
Leroy, you.
No, I didn't.
You went to go get peanut butter M&M's, peanut M&M's from the vending machine.
Leroy.
No, I ordered food.
Leroy.
And you also went to go get peanut M&M's.
Leroy, you ate peanut M&M's in here, dude.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, you did, dude. Right. Liar.
You
dude.
Never go that one day without lying. Having candy, Leroy.
That was the last time. I didn't eat none yesterday. I did.
I've gone so long without candy.
Yeah, we've gone 2 weeks. No, maybe a day.
He's such a liar.
Hey, feels like my candy consumption is like the weather. It's 85 degrees, but it feels like 96.
You know what? He's lying again. But I'm going to tell you why. Hmm? He did get candy yesterday, but it wasn't the candy that he wanted.
What do you have?
Remember, he went to Amanda.
Oh, that's right. You had those.
I had popcorn.
But you were candy stooping. Like you were looking for.
No, I basically said, I went over there. I said, I need a snack. I don't want to get anything out of the
machine.
Yeah. So I had popcorn. There you go.
You think there's a monk power ranking?
Like what? Between Shaolin and Buddhist?
Yeah. Like who's the. Well, I think. I don't know if. I think Shaolin are Buddhist monks.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
I didn't know that either.
I'm sorry.
I think y'all should just stop.
Why?
Somebody put one of them old things on you.
What things? Like,
I don't know. A spell or something.
Monks don't do spells.
I don't know. That's why I don't mess with it.
They're good people. They don't want worldly possessions. They don't want to put a spell on you.
There's a thing that says the four kinds of monks.
Oh.
Interesting. All right. Well, we got to find Kalel where somewhere to save. I don't want to be copycats and send him to the monks. But we got to figure out something. Take a break. Back after this.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, cigar lovers, you got your chance to win sold-out VIP tickets to Drew Estate's Florida Barn Smoker this November. Throughout the day, you'll enjoy premium VIP cigars, curated food and beverage experiences, food trucks, drinks, and more. To be eligible to win, enter now at WQM.com/contest. You must be 21 plus to enter and attend. Valid ID required at event registration. So check that on out on our contest page at WQM.com. Miami Dolphins in the midst of OTAs. And yesterday, Malik Willis spoke to the media a little bit. And he was asked about this. Is the first time he's commented on the team trading away Jalen Waddle. And this is what he had to say on that.
What was your reaction when Jalen Waddle was traded and you knew you wouldn't have him?
It was unfortunate, for sure, to say the least. That's a really good player, and I would have loved to play with him, but I don't. That's above my pay grade, brother. Out of my hand.
Wow.
Good answer.
Well, it is unfortunate. Like, I mean, he's good.
I mean, and you also have to understand in order to make room for him to get his money, they had to lighten the load. So let's not forget about that.
Well, he was signed before they had him. I don't
they
think
still, but
I
they.
Th- I think it was. I think time. They were. I think they were more worried about what he comes back with next year if he wanted more money.
Right.
I think it had more to do with that than unfortunate to say the least. Yeah, I mean, you gotta figure some things out there. There's no doubt about that. It's gonna be a lot of unproven guys in that room that he's gonna try and figure out who he likes and who we can get to know.
The team as a whole is going to be extremely young, or I won't even say young, is unproven. If it works out, though, you're going to be looking at a team and go, wow, this reminds you of OKC, you know, minus all the first round picks, you know, because you can do that with football. You don't need first round picks in football. In basketball, it's a different story, right? You not only need high draft picks, but you also need them to work. So if the talent they're bringing in, along with the development of the young guys, works out even a little bit, there's going to be promise going into the future. The problem is you just don't know, right? Because 2 years ago, we were saying the same thing about the Jets. You know what I mean? We were saying they're young. They got a lot of talent and nothing. So if it works and you see some promise, you're going to be like, wow, this is going to be great, especially when you got like $100 million clearing up on the cap next year.
Yeah, I mean, that's right? The thing is this is going to be a year where I think the expectations are so low that, you know, it really – feels like it only, if positive stuff happens, it can only be gravy for the Dolphins. But I mean, will it could this, end, I mean, it could end really, up being
right. It's really hard to lose 13 games.
Yeah, it's a lot of games.
Wait. You misunderstand what I'm saying. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
But that means 13 times the other team is going to play better than you. Like, just the sheer coincidences in football happening, that usually doesn't happen that often. You got to be pretty dysfunctional and pretty bad.
Malik Willis was also asked about his rookie wide receivers, Caleb Douglas and Chris Bell.
Caleb, I think just when he catches the ball, his change of direction and getting vertical, like as soon as he catches it, that catch transition, I think that was great on tape. I think that he gets rolling, he covers ground. It looked like he's chilling, he's jogging, and then he's really covering ground on you, and I think that's awesome. And I'm excited for Chris, too. I mean, look at his tape. It's insane. But you just got to get him back healthy, and we can take it one day at a time with both of them and continue to try to make sure they're learning just as well as we're learning.
Everybody's jonesing to get Chris Bell back. I mean, it's going to be a while, though, even if it is this year. We'll see.
I would not rush him back. There is no need
Seems silly.
To rush him back.
Yeah, there's no need.
You know what I mean?
That's the whole point of getting a value pick.
You know what I think of, right? I think of what they did with Tua. Not, you know, because keep in mind, when they draft Tua, he was going to get redshirted. He mysteriously started playing. So I hope that whatever decision they make or whatever the plan they have, they stick to it.
Yeah, but the difference was that Tua, either way, was going to be a high pick. I think the thing with Chris is Chris's value, people think, was going to be higher if he wasn't in the middle of rehab.
Right.
You know, while Tua may not have been all the way fully back, he wasn't going to affect his draft stock too much. I mean, he still was a top five pick.
Right.
Chris Bell, mm-hmm. Who knows where he would have been. But everybody, you know, seems to be jonesing about what he could bring to the table.
You ever wonder, here's the way I look at the draft sometimes. If you had not taken that guy, would the next team have taken him? And when I think of the Tua thing, if you had taken Justin Herbert, would the Chargers have taken Tua? And I know it's hard to do that now.
Yeah, they would have.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they would have. Yeah, let's not do like complete. Like, Tua was still a highly touted prospect.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that's how I think about draft picks.
Well, that's the argument with Caden. That's the thing they're talking about with Caden. Like, there was a lot of people saying that teams were trying to trade up to go get him.
That's what the team that drafted him says.
Yeah, but there has been other stuff that's come out. Like, there was a video the Ravens put out recently of the Lions trying to move into their spot to go get Caden Proctor, and they ended up taking a lineman from Clemson.
Right. I got you.
So, you know, that is one of those things where, because people were like, oh, was that a reach? Was it not? Yeah, it seems like people were interested in him. That they did have intel that somebody else was going to go get him.
Right.
So, yeah. Pretty interesting, but that is one of those things with this thing with Malik Willis. He's got to figure out, you know, who has got, like, how do you think he builds that? You know, is there a guy like in these times in the summer he can build chemistry with, or is that something that's just going to take games?
I think for him it may take live action, right? But hopefully he has, you know, veterans around him. And this is one of the reasons why I had hoped that Patrick Paul would have played guard last year, right? Not just to learn the guard position, but to learn when you move to tackle how to help and work with a guard, right? So you're kind of continuing that progression with working with other linemen. I think it'll take him a little bit of time being inside. There's the rules are a little bit different. Being outside, you don't have to worry about working with one guy. Being inside, you got to work with a center and a tackle. And so that takes some time to get used to. The calls are a little different in that you're getting calls from two places. So, he's going to have a little more on his plate as far as rules and kind of checks and things like that. Also, when you look at stunts and you only have had to look at stunts coming from one direction, right? And now you got stunts coming from the inside, you got stunts coming from the other side of the ball. You got to get a feel for that.
We'll take a break here on the program. When we come back, we'll get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats over sheep. That's next.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Jet, game six.
It's time to get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats over sheep. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing pretty good. How are you? Feeling better?
I am feeling better today. Thank you for asking. Thank you.
That's good. Tea.
It is for
the long. Whole pack that he
tea sucks, dude. I still stand by that.
My favorite is that.
But it works.
He just figured tea would help, so he drinking all the different kinds of tea.
Yeah.
Because he got a variety pack.
Yeah.
Right.
At Arizona, tea doesn't work.
No.
Toby.
Tea sucks, dude. I hate tea. What do you got for Rats Off a Ship today, Jennifer?
Well, mainly we probably want to know what Vlad thinks about this one. How do you feel about the Knicks fans chanting, "We want Wemby" after game one?
You know, Rats Off a Ship, you know, like, this is classic Knicks fan. Task at hand. You gotta, you know, you just won an incredible game. You're all drunk, willy-nilly. But calm down with "We want Wemby." You want to get to the finals. Now you're dictating what opponent you want. Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Leroy.
I'm rats off a ship. In the words of Brendan Tobin, too soon.
Rats
too
off
soon.
A ship.
Too soon. Jennifer?
No, yeah, I agree. It's too soon. I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Vlad?
I'm not rats off a ship. What the hell am I going to be rats off a ship for? We won 8 in a row. Let us be delusional.
We want Wemby.
Well, I mean, what? It's either going to be Wemby or SGA.
Just say we want to advance.
I don't think we care about the Cavs, bro. They had their best shot yesterday. And they,
I don't disagree.
James
with that.
Harden.
He is terrible.
You know.
But I've been telling everybody. You know. He's never
and by the way, Schmeathen, the cheeks were not tight yesterday. Knicks fans were not. They didn't care. It was Russ versus Rhythm. And once Rhythm entered the dance, party done. Party done when Rhythm entered. That was it.
I'll tell you what's ugly when it has no rhythm.
What?
Fat bum.
Yeah, you see? Once his rhythm, you saw how fat and slow he was. Once the rhythm went away from him, ugh, disgusting.
Okay. What's number two, Jennifer?
We have Bryson DeChambeau thinking the landing on the moon footage is not real. He says, I don't think the footage is real, but I think we did go to the moon. I don't know about the footage. It's quite wild.
I'm rats off a ship. Bryson DeChambeau, like, fix your golf game, dude. I mean, I don't even know what league you're in. This is exactly what happens when you want to become a YouTuber. You go down wormholes on YouTube, and then you think that the moon landing was staged. I just fix your putting. You know, we got to get the main thing to be the main thing right now. I'm rats off a ship. Leroy,
I'm rats off a ship. Rats off a ship. Like, stop. Stop. Okay. Stop. Like, all the stuff going on in the world. He chooses to have a hot take on whether we landed on the moon. That's where you gonna make a stand.
I want to know how they got to that conversation.
Have you ever seen Brandon DeChambeau talk? Have you ever seen him?
Brandon? I thought it was Byron.
Bryson.
Oh, Bryson.
Bryson.
Ridiculous. What did I say? You called him Brandon DeChambeau.
Bryson.
Minus one.
If you've ever heard this man talk about golf and other things, this is exactly where he would land. Right?
Not on the moon.
Part of the reason why.
About to say that.
Part of the reason why they fight, he doesn't want to golf. Is he saying that because of the fines that he would have to pay to come back on tour?
Right.
Now, he's made plenty of money. But still, he can play in all the majors.
And they can YouTube.
So, I don't know.
Maybe he can go golf on the moon. Jennifer, you have a...
Yeah, with all the people that like him.
Where are your rats?
Wow, I guess Leroy is not a fan of him.
I think over the last couple of years he's endeared himself to the fans or whatever. Like he was.
Is he getting closer to Aaron Rodgers territory or JJ Redick territory for you?
No, because golfers are some of them are a little bit aloof. They spend a lot of time by themselves. So, but he was very abrasive early on in his career, and then he became like. Almost like Phil Mickelson.
Him like and Brooks Koepka hated each other.
Friendly.
Yeah?
But when you make that transition, it's okay if people wonder if he's being sincere. Right? If he's just doing it for other purposes. Because some people get some get right when they're not being liked.
Right. Right. Vlad, where are your rats?
I'm not rats off ship. What?
By the way, yeah, I was going to say I'm not rats off a ship.
But thank you. I'm not rats off a ship. I'm not. First of all, DeChambeau, he has a mind of his own. Second, many athletes who we think are kook like that, crazy, a little zany, you know what ends up happening? Sometimes they end up being right. Kyrie Irving. So I'm not rats off a ship.
I think you either got to say that we didn't go to the moon or we did go to the moon. You can't say that we faked the footage of the moon. Why can't we say we faked the footage? You think that Neil Armstrong went up there, he took notes, and then he brought it back for them to stage it?
I'm just saying. Have we gone back?
Nah, once you're there, you're there.
But mind you, also, like, with technology constantly changing and evolving, how is it that we haven't gone more often?
When you do it, you do it.
You think you people could charge a good amount of money?
Here's what I argue for you. How with fewer resources were we able to land on the moon. But with all the resources in the world,
nobody's gone back.
We now making a big deal about going around the moon.
Thank you.
Wow. Three Shambo over here. Three.
No, no. He's still, with you.
Three I'm moon skeptics.
But he just made a great argument for me and Jay Fick.
There's no race. We're not racing anybody.
What do you mean? We were always racing somebody.
Nah, we used to race people to get to the moon. Now
we race the Russians. We're still racing the Russians.
They're always faking it. This Putin.
So if they're faking it, why can't he say we're faking it?
Listen, if you want the real race, we can race. Winner gets to be in Olympics.
What's number three, Jennifer?
Why do I keep saying Christopher? Christopher Morel.
It's a big word for me, dog.
I don't know what happened.
Christopher Morel?
Yeah, yes. Tobes don't like him.
I cannot be any clearer about this, and I shan't be any clearer about this. Rats off a ship on Christopher Morel. Dude stinks. Ground out machine. Ruined the game yesterday. And I don't know why we keep putting him in the lineup. He should be suiting up for the jumbo shrimp. Every once in a while, you know when a guy's a bum. Sometimes there are slumps. Sometimes there are bums. Avisiel Garcia, that guy was a bum. You knew it from day one. All right? I don't need any more. We've been there. We've done that. It's time to cut the cord on Christopher Morel. Let him go play for the jumbo shrimp. Leroy,
I just want to say that.
I'm rats off a ship, but here's why. And I don't necessarily blame him. I blame the organization for putting him in that spot when you have guys who are knocking the cover off the ball that you're benching. That's what I have a problem with. But he hasn't played well at all, and I would just take my chances with lefty on lefty. I think I got a better chance for success not worrying about righty, lefty, lefty, righty, and just letting my hitters hit.
I'd rather have Peter Bendick step in the batter's box than Christopher Morel with his calculator. Jennifer, where are your rats?
I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Yeah, of course you are. Whose rats could be with this guy? Vlad?
I'm rats off a ship. I had to watch that game yesterday, man. I was like, oh, come on, bro. What are you doing?
This guy's a ball.
What are we doing here?
Rats off a ship.
Number four, Jennifer.
And by the way, last thing, you know that your rats off a ship when the dogs start barking.
Yeah.
Every time every time you've mentioned Christopher Morel this today, that's when the dogs have barked.
They know he stinks.
I go with the dogs. If the dogs say they're rats off a ship, they're rats off a ship.
Number four, Jennifer.
We have the Golden Knights beating the Avalanche in the Western Conference Final, which starts tonight.
Even though the Knights have pedigree, I think the Avalanche have looked like the most overwhelming team in hockey this year. I'm rats off a ship. I don't think they can beat the Golden Knights. We are headed towards an Avalanche, Canadiens, Stanley Cup Final, because I'll never pick Rod Brind'Amour and his rat bastard Carolina Hurricanes. But this one I'm not even doing this with Golden Knights petty. I think that the Colorado Avalanche have been scary all year. So I'm rats off a ship on the Golden Knights. They can't win the series. Leroy?
I think the Golden Knights are going to win.
Wow.
Oh, so he's not rats off a ship.
He's got that Vegas love.
I'm not rats off a ship. What are you saying these moments? Go with the goalie?
Goalie. Jennifer?
I'm going to say rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Love the rats.
Love the rats.
Plus, I would love to see their little pregame in the finals.
Oh, with the parade?
Yes.
He loves it so much.
What about you, Vlad?
Yeah, I'm rats off a ship. I don't see anybody beating Colorado Avalanche.
Colorado's been good.
But here's the thing, though. You know how we've been talking about how the Stanley Cup's been in South Florida, in the state of Florida for the last, 6 years or something like that? Mm-hmm. Or 5 years? No. Anyway.
You want to just keep it in warm weather?
I hate Carolina, But here's the thing. If Colorado win, some Canadians are going to feel like there's a win because they used to be the Quebec Nordiques.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? And so if they get a Colorado versus Montreal, Canada's going to feel like somehow, some way, the country's won the Stanley Cup. So we got to root. We got to have to root for all the North American teams.
It's a very heralded franchise, the Canadiens.
I mean, they're the Yankees of hockey.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want to be petty.
What about number five, Jennifer?
Kenny Atkinson's arrogant ass.
Rats up the ship on Kenny Atkinson's arrogant ass. This is what he has been the entire season, okay? Rats off a ship. And I hope he knows that his timeouts don't carry over to game two. So what he's holding on to, what he's holding them on to for, I don't know. But that's what you have when you have an arrogant ass in Kenny Atkinson.
Ooh. He looks like it too, doesn't he?
With those teeth always hanging out. You know, put your teeth away, Kenny Atkinson. Put your teeth away. You seriously? You look like a jackass. And not just like in the mean spirit. I mean, you look like a burro. Oh, like that's you, Kenny Atkinson, hanging out with your choppers. He's got no adjustments, sitting there holding on to his timeouts. And then he has the audacity to say that James Harden's been one of our best defenders. Well, let me tell you something. If that's the case, then you have no defenders. Kenny Atkinson goes back to his stupid games back in the day against the Heat. That's why he's got an enemy out of me for life. Leroy, where are you with Kenny Atkinson?
I'm rats off a ship. Rats off a ship on him and the two timeouts he didn't use.
What was he saving
and
him
the
for?
And the fact that he called James Harden their best defender.
You didn't think about taking him out, Kenny Atkinson? No.
Listen, he's been one of our best defenders in these playoffs. I trust him. You know, smart, great hands. Didn't think about that. James is good most of the game.
Call the timeout so he could get some rest.
We weren't great defensively in the fourth quarter, you know. And like I said, you know, the ball stuck a little bit too much. You know, that was a key.
The ball
That's
stuck?
That's what timeouts are for. Hey, guys, the ball's sticking. Let's get it moving.
Who has the ball? Whose hands are on the ball?
Yeah.
It's James Harden.
Let me get this straight. You mean James Harden, one of the biggest ball hogs known to man. The ball stuck with him? No way. The only thing that was stuck was his feet to the floor when Jalen Brunson was going around him like a pylon. Kenny Atkinson.
Those hands are strong with dollar bills. Singles.
Yeah. He wouldn't let go then.
No, no.
Jennifer, where are your rats?
I don't really appreciate someone who's arrogant. Or looks arrogant.
I wasn't digging that. You guys know he's basically Gary Payton. What? What are you talking about, Kenny Atkinson? Vlad?
No, I'm not rats off a ship. You continue to let James Harden guard me. You do that.
I feel like you have different reasoning here.
You do that. No. I agree with you. That's why you're the coach. You do that. You continue that game plan. Let James Harden guard Jalen Brunson one-on-one.
He going to average the highest ever in a conference final.
They're gonna go back in the series and look at the one-on-one matchup every time James Harden guarded Jalen Brunson. It's going to be the most ridiculous numbers you've ever seen in your life. It'll be like 14 out of 16 shooting like 88%.
I mean, you could say so many things there. You could say, hey, James Harden, he's the engine of our offense. He's a veteran. He's been there. But to then just lie to everybody and be like, no, actually, guys, he's one of our best defenders. And I just don't know how in good faith anybody who has coached basketball can
or
look
watch
at,
basketball.
Or watch basketball.
Or been around basketball.
And watch what we just watched and be like, hey, that's one of our best. Huh? I'm very confused.
I don't understand why Spider wasn't touching the ball.
Me either.
Oh, you got Shamet.
Is that what you say when you get Larry Shamet? Landry Shamet?
Yeah, he got Shamet. He got Shamet. He got Dammit. He got Dammit by Shamet. That's it.
We'll take a break here on the program. More to come. 1 hour left here on the show. We'll get you caught up with your headlines. Marlins back in action. We got tickets to give away, too, to the Haley Williams Show. We're back after this.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.